It's Good Friday. We are on Facebook Live for the very first ever Facebook Live Passover Seder with Ray Haynes. Just go to the Risenstein Facebook page or the Victory Facebook page. It looks like Ray is almost burning down the place over there with those candles. Careful over there with those candles. This is the Victory Facebook page, the Risenstein Facebook page. I want to say hi to Jeff and Rachel watching on Facebook in the UK.
Wow.
In the UK.
Wow.
Which is still not as far as Abu Dhabi. So Abu Dhabi is in the lead. We want to say hi to Sean in Buford. How about Brunswick, Ohio? Nancy watching in Brunswick, Ohio.
Janice in Detroit.
Janice, thank you for listening. Sugar Hill. Hannah, all the way in Canton, Georgia. All the way in Canton, Georgia. And one more. How about Brandon in Charleston, South Carolina?
Very cool.
Awesome. And Lee in Boone's Mill, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So all over the place watching our Passover Seder with Ray Haynes. Continue.
Very cool. All right. We're on the third, and we're going to jump into some of the bigger symbols of Passover at this point. So there are, you can see four cups over here. There are literally, because there's four people in the room, but there's literally four cups of juice or wine. And they all obviously represent the blood of the Lamb that is Jesus Christ. They all also have a different message. And it's just each one in its own profound way. The first one is to be different or holy. They'll all link through verses that came when the first Passover in Egypt happened, but they obviously relate to our whole lives. Second is, I will free you. The third is redemption. And the fourth, the cup of praise or joy. And that third cup of redemption is the cup that is the very blood of Jesus. And so we're just going to kind of walk you through those and show you how that all plays out in a typical Passover. And again, this is not traditional Passover. Normally, you'd have a cantor. You'd be singing the prayers and it'd be much more involved. So a couple of things that are very important. Number one, when you have a Seder, you don't fill the cups all the way full. Even in our case, because we have these kind of a cups, it's even more important because that would be
it's
bad.
It's a lot of sugary juice.
I mean, talking about wired. So you have to drink everything in the cup four separate times. Mm-hmm. So you don't put as much in there, because emptying the cup symbolizes that our joy is full. In other words, we're receiving the very thing that God gives you. So being the blood of Jesus, you obviously want to drink all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now a few symbols of Passover that they're very traditional, but I like them because they're just profound to me and they make it more special. Number one, John chapter 19, on the cross. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The irony here is, now this is directly from the Mishnah, okay? So these Mishnahs are basically a bunch of people arguing with each other, and it's an entire book of that.
Oh, it's like a committee at church.
Exactly. Okay. So you get everybody, you know, thousands of years of rabbis arguing with each other, but in essence, they're just trying to figure out what it all means, all right? So it is funny, but on the other side, it's just like,
right,
I'm reading an argument. So Passover wine is always red, and it's always mixed with warm water.
Mm.
Of course, their closest is, it reminds them of the blood of the Passover lamb. But of course, when we see what happened on the cross, you go, oh, it's more than just the blood. It one of the proof of the blood and the water is when your heart explodes. That's what happens. Mm. And so he, not only the broken heart and exploded, but that it showed that he was dead. And so that took away any question. So on the eve of any Passover, it's not lawful for a person to eat anything from the time of afternoon prayer until after dusk, nor shall a person have less than four cups of wine, even if they must be given him from the funds devoted to the charitable support of the very poor. So for a traditional Passover, these four cups are so hugely important, even within the Jewish community, that comes from the charitable fund. The earliest references to these mixtures has a ratio of two parts water, one part wine. Later in the Talmud, ratio is 3-1. Early Christians mirrored that of Judaism in Justin Martyr's First Apology. The elements of the Lord's Supper are bread and wine mixed with water. So it is a tradition. So now, obviously, we're not going to go with how much tradition. This juice was not cooled. It's just your basic Welch's grape juice, and it's been sitting on the floor of our house in this closed little bottle. So I'm just going to pour some water in it. And so, well, there's no mixing of ratios or anything. So you don't drink it yet, but you mix it there. Okay, the first cup here, and we'll drink it, but I'm going to have you do the prayer if you have your book before you. And the Haggadah, that is each one of these folks around. I think I had a copy of it up here somewhere. But it's just a basic order of the service. And so if a traditional Passover, you don't have to have one person do it. You can go around and everybody lead and take turns. It's a lot more fun that way. So the first cup is Kadosh, and it means be different or holy. Now, around the throne in Revelation, the creatures around the throne are crying, holy, holy, holy. In other words, they look at him and go, whoa, you're holy. They look at him again, wait, no, you're holy. They just keep seeing more and more of him. And so that...
And it's when something is mentioned three times in the Bible, it's referenced to...
Even more so. It
even
just means
more so.
Just it's like when you say, you know, when he's telling somebody something they don't get it and you say it louder or you say it twice, you know, the dog, you know, it's still the dog. But you, the more you repeat it, the more you say it, the more emphasis is implied. Oh, so
when Albert Tate was preaching on Mary and Martha, and he said, when God says your name twice, you know something's going on.
He's talking to you.
Mary,
come here. So the cup corresponds to the verse, I'm the Lord, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Being different is the first step to being saved. You see, God has to bring you out. He's taking you out of sin, out of death, out of the condemnation, out of the fear, out of all of those things. So this first cup, it's not just a cup of wine or a cup of juice. Everybody's a sinner, but God is holy. We can't be close to him with sin. So the punishment for sin is death. So he died. Jesus died for us and was punished for us so we can be close to God. So the first cup, when God blessed the seventh day and called it holy, that's the one for the Jews especially that they focus on, for God rested on that day, having completed the work of creation. That's from Genesis 1. David will pray, and I'll pour these cups so we can all drink from the cup.
Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Did you want me to do that in Hebrew?
Can you do the one that's in blue there, too?
The scripture, Chronicles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. 1 Chronicles 29:10-12.
So there's traditional scriptures that you read. I haven't included any of those because we're not trying to be traditional. We're trying to give thanks to God. So, and Michaela, your cup is over here, but I can't talk on the radio and get that far. So.
And I also realized, being on Facebook Live, every facial expression.
And if you spill it on you, this one's going to be even more seen. So, and then at that point, you pray and you drink the cup.
There you go.
And that's another poignant pause for you.
All right. This is a Facebook Live Seder, a Passover Seder here on Good Friday. It is Easter weekend. You're listening to Victory 91.5, Rise and Stein. Want to say hi to folks listening all around the world. Loretta is tuning in from Milwaukee. And I'm wearing my Brave sweatshirt today. So there you go.
Throwback.
It is a throwback. And Ashley from Houston, still the leader in the clubhouse, is Abu Dhabi. Teresa in Abu Dhabi, listening there the furthest away. We'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to play one song, and the Passover Seder will continue.
I'm Frank.